think it's time. Maimare Chodesh Sivan. Maimar Aleph. So I picked a little bit. You have to learn a little bit from the beginning of the Maimarim of the month. Halavai, we should have time to go through all of the Maimarim. He has 8 Maimarim on Sivan. My favorite piece, not that I've been even close to through all of it, but my favorite piece that I have found is a piece in Maimar Hei called Milas, or Maimar is called Milas HaTorah, so we'll do that piece in a minute. But let's just at least get the fundamentals of the month. Not that it will fully be understandable to us, but to at least know what the Rei Sassar brings for us from the Sefer Yetzirah. Just see a little bit the Tziruf of Shem Havaya that's associated with the month of Sivan. So let's see. Mehosa Chodesh. Bo yidubar ha-tziruf shal Havaya ha-sholeit b'chodesh hazeh u-mazalel. As always, we begin by spelling out, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name can be written in 12 different ways, so every month has an arrangement of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei. V'chol ha-zman ha-masher b'chodesh hazeh. We'll talk about the other things that are relevant to the month of Sivan. Tziruf Osalef. Tziruf Havaya shal chodesh hazeh hu yud vav hey hey. And as always, he quotes from the Mishnah's Chassidim, an explanation of where that merum is in the Torah. We have a source in the Torah that's connected to Yud Vav Hei Hei. So he says, yes, we do. It's an interesting one. Sometimes they're easier to swallow. For example, Nisan is what? Is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yismuchu Hashamayim V'Sagal Haaretz. It's smooth, it's nice. It's a well-known pasuk. You understand what it has to do very obviously to the month of Nisan. You have other psukim that are very clear. You have other ones which are not as clear what the connection is. And sometimes it's not even from one pasuk, like you have here. It's from two psukim. You have the last word in pasuk Yutes, and then the first three words of pasuk Chaf. What's the pasuk? I'll read you the full pasuk, sponsored by Corey. We thank you for sponsoring the Torah portion. Okay, what does the pasuk say? V'arbam adne kesef tase tachas esrim hakaresh, shnei adanim... Tachas hakaresh ha'achad l'shtei yidosav, u'shnei adanim tachas hakaresh ha'achad l'shtei yidosav. So he says, you take the yud of yidosav, that's the end, that's the last word of Pasuk Yates, and then it continues in describing the dimensions of the Mishkan, u'letzela ha'mishkan ha'shenis, on the other flank, the other side of the Mishkan, l'fas safon esrim karesh. To the northern side, there was also 20 beams. Okay, so this is the piece of psukim that we take with us to understand the tziruf, the arrangement of the yud kei vav kei of the Shem Hashem for the month of Sivan. Yidosav u'litzela ha-mishkan ha-shenis. Okay? Now, as always, B'nai Sasser will sometimes explain every piece to us, step by step. Sometimes he gives us the Rosh Prakim, and like it says, B'seches Chagiga, you give over the secrets B'Rosh Prakim to those who are worthy, not that any of us are worthy. But if you're worthy, you go and you figure it out yourself. So let's see what he'll explain to us and what he'll leave as a mystery. He says, "Muzei yuvan lecha diktuk b'makrei kodesh." With this, at least we can begin. Maybe we'll see. Again, we're not going to understand the pasuk in Shemos Chavav, but we can at least begin to understand what yud vav hey and hey means. Pasuk says, "Parshas Yisrael b'chodesh hashlishi letzeis b'nei Yisrael." V'chulu b'yom hazeh ba'u v'chulu. It was dafka on that day, on the first of the third month, that they arrived in Midbar Sinai. So what is the emphasis, he says, of Bayom HaZeh? Hinei, Bayom HaZeh, mashma, lishlol zman acher, rak yom HaZeh hayamuchan lakach. Spiritually, the energy of Rosh Chodesh Sivan is miyuchad for Klal Yisrael arriving in Midbar Sinai. Meaning exactly the avod of what they're supposed to be doing on Rosh Chodesh Sivan in the coming days is exactly what's connected to the inner spiritual energy of that month. So that's what he says. He says it's dafka bayom hazeh bo midbar Sinai. So what's the pshat? What's bayom hazeh? How does this connect to what we know about the month of Sivan? Why is it so fitting that in the month of Sivan, and again with this Shem of Hashem that's sholeit in that month, why is it such an appropriate time to begin the avoda of the early days of Sivan? He says as follows. Aval, liyos kabbalas ha-torah nitztavu, heyo nechonim. Right? Klal Yisrael were told, prepare yourselves to be ready. Al tigshu el isha. Don't approach a woman. There should be a separation of the men and the women. One of the big themes in general when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah is a person has to know their place. I spoke last night in Kedusha Slevi. Every person is a letter. And Tiferes Shlomo of Adamsk writes in Shavuos. He writes by Shavuos that every person has to know his place. The same way there's a halacha when it comes to what? When it comes to the osios of the Torah, that it has to be mukav gvil, that has to be surrounded by parchment on all sides. Right, so the same thing is true that a Yid who's trying to find his chelik in Torah has to say, this is my letter, and my letter doesn't touch your letter. This is my place in Torah. I have to know my place. So you see that a lot. This whole Indian of Hagbalah in general, who's allowed to be where on the mountain, right? And the separation of men and women, all of these things are pointing to this idea that when it comes to Kabbalah, so Torah, a person has to know his place. A person has a makom. Person has a sheikhus to a particular makom in Torah, and through that, if he embraces his place, like we were saying last night, if he embraces his place, he can come through that to call it Torah Kula. Tzvasemes says by Parshas Naso, Torah Hashem Tamima. Torah Hashem Tamima means that what? Sheyesh b'chol os hakol. Within every letter is everything. But I have to know my letter. I have to know my place. If I embrace my place, I'm zochet to everything. If I'm trying to be somewhere I'm not, I'm zochet to nothing. Right? Or I guess I'm not zochet. So this idea of altik shulisha, that a person has to prepare himself and to know his place, the men have a place, the women have a place, that idea is expressed, he says, very beautifully, in the tziruf, in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's sholed in the month of Sivan. How so? Look what he says, beautiful. V'nei havaya ha-sholetis b'chodesh hazeh kiviyachol osios ha-dechurin levad v'osios ha-nukvin levad. He says, we know, and again, this requires a lot of hezver. Not that I can give that hezver, but I know that it requires a lot of hezver. That yud and vav are masculine letters. Hey and hey are female letters. Yud and vav are osios of chesed. And the letter hey, right, the tzad hanukva is gvura, is din. The letter hey is associated with din in this regard. So he says how beautiful it is that yud and vav stand apart from hey and hey. There's not this blending of a yud and a hey and a vav and a hey. Right? Which again, from the perspective we're looking at it, would ki'ilu, yud ke vav ke is like a bilbo of sorts. The yud vav hey hey is really much more misudar, that the masculine aspects of the letters are apart from the feminine aspects of the letters. V'zehu b'yom hazeh daika. So now we have a better understanding of the pasuk. B'chodesh ha'shlishi l'tzeis b'nei Yisrael b'yom hazeh bo. Why were we zochet to come to Midbar Sinai, Dafkan Sivan? Because again, the inner spiritual qualities of Sivan, the Yud Vav Hey Hey, demands that the men and women are separate. Oh, so we come to Sinai and we get the call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, you should start doing exactly what the energy of the month demands of us, which is again, a certain separation of Anashim and Nashim. Hayom Azem Mesugah L'Kabbalah Satara. Hainu Ha'achana L'Kabbalah Satara Shemaschil L'Heyer HaTziruf and Yisraelel. As that Tziruf is being sholed in the world, so then We try to tap into that below with our avodah. Yemir Tzashem, he says, Yizbaru panim achir v'pasuk. We'll go weiter in this pasuk, but just very simply, the general structure of the yud, vav, right, hey, and hey, is meramis to this idea. Okay, let's go a little bit further.
You said that chesed was yud and hey.
Yud and vav are masculine letters, are chesed letters. Hey is an akeva letter,
which is din,
which is gvur, which is din. Has to be understood what that means. I once got in big trouble with, not in big trouble. I once had a discussion with one of the senior lecturers from the CJF because I commented that about this idea of the letters being Yud and Vav being Zachar and Hay being in the Keva and the Keva being associated with Gvura, which is Din. That's not a negative thing. Yitzchak was Gvura, and that's a very lofty and holy thing. And that has nothing to do with being negative. It's nothing. It's not a negative thing. It's a different call.
There's a beautiful Torah in Tali Chaim. Chaban has a whole idea with the Avos Hay, what you just said, and how it's really feminine, the Hay, which is part of the Shoresh. It develops us, the woman.
Right, right. The Hay is grounded. Gemara Menachos says that Kibukah Hashem Tzor Olamim, that the world was created with Ka, Yud and Hey. Gemara says, which is which? Olam Haba was created with a Yud, and Olam Haza was created with a Hey. But understanding that a woman is the Akaras Habayis, she's the one who keeps man grounded, while the man is a little bit more of the world of Yud, he's a little more theoretical. Right? Like, so when the man has like this brilliant idea, like, oh, this is a great idea, the wife's like, yeah, but are we going to be able to pay our bills? He's like, so like, we'll work that out. She's like, no, that's like question one. That's a great idea. It's Gavali for Klal Yisrael, but like, practically, is it hay? Does it rest on the line, or it's like floating in the sky? With the Jewish people are floating in the sky. We're Yud. We're Yidden. That's our very nature. But in general, the woman has that strength, the gvura, to keep us on planet Earth. Baruch Hashem. Those of us who are married, those of us who are not yet married, soon to be married, Baruch Hashem. We should find our proper zivug in the proper time. Mesefer Yetzira, Himlich Ozayin Behilach. Okay, we touched on this when we learned about ER a little bit.
Ozayin, three in a row.
Hey Vav Zayin, that's right. Nisan Iyar Sivan. Hey Vav Zayin, that's correct.
Right, but next, I mean, the 22 letters, they're not 12 letters.
Correct. So he talks at the beginning of the Sefer which 12 are selected and why. So Himlech O Zayin Bihiluch. Kadosh Baruch Hu took the O Zayin, that's the letter for the month of the O's for the month of Sivan. He attached it to the action, right? For lack of a better word. Every month has an action or a, what's a better way to describe it? Or an emotion, maybe, that's attached to it. So the letter Zion was attached to the avoda of Hiluch. V'kasher lo keser v'tzarfan zeh v'zeh. V'tzar behem tu'umim ba'olam. The mazel. The astrological sign for the month is tu'umim, twins. Okay, and secular astronomers, that would be called Gemini. But that's something they took from us. V'sivan b'shana. Right, and the month is Sivan, as obviously we're learning. V'regel smol b'nefesh zachar u'nekeva. And the left leg. The left leg, which is presumably the weaker leg, which Rav Tzadok and others talk about. He talks here also, the Mei Sasra talks about why the left leg. You're telling me, Hiluch, again, you're already starting to picture this march towards Har Sinai.
But Zion, right? Is separate from Hiluch?
Zion is the letter of the month, Hiluch is the action of the month. The month is Sivan, and the mazel is Tu'umim. And the body part is the left leg.
So what does that mean, B'kashal Kesser B'tzarpan?
Yeah, so that's... That Sefer Yetzirah list shown us that I didn't translate because I don't know how to translate or what it really means. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took these things, Kasher Lo Kasher, he attached to it a crown, but Sarfan Zebazet. He blended, for lack of a better word, he blended these concepts together. So meaning the concept of Zion is the concept of Hiluch, is the concept of the month of Sivan, is the concept of the month of, is the concept of the mazel of Tu'umim, is the concept of the left leg, B'nefesh Zachar Nekev. So now it's our avoda to try to put that all together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, where was the right leg? The right leg apparently was taken. Right, Pesach was the right leg. Okay, so there is a relationship, as he talks here, this balance, this going and coming of the Yetzias Mitzrayim taking being sort of the first step, and then the follow-up step is the Kabbalah Sotah.
What's Tishrei?
What body part is Tishrei?
Rosh, probably.
What body part is Tishrei?
Because Sivan and Nisan are both regalim, and they have both the regals in it. So it's Tishrei. Third foot.
I don't remember. Sorry.
Okay.
Not as prepared as I should be. Hinei Lefiza. So now that we've added again a few more dimensions to the month. Lefiza, Tavin Gam Kein Diktuk Bayom Hazeh. Oh, we have a deeper understanding of the Bayom Hazeh. Meaning, Lios Hayom Hazeh Himlech Ozayin Behiloch. It's dafka on this day, as we usher in the month of Sivan, that we're now attaching ourselves to the world of Hiluch. So that's why the Torah says, yes, Bayom Hazeh, as Sivan arrives, Daika Ba'u. Now we have the ability to walk properly. We were limping out of Mitzrayim. Now we get our other leg, so to speak. It may be our weaker leg. It may be our weaker leg in the sense that it's harder to come to Kabbalah Satorah than it was to leave Mitzrayim. Maybe Kabbalah Satorah, Kadosh Baruch was already expecting something from us. Right, as opposed to Yetzias Mitzrayim was Kulo Chesed, and now Hashem wants to see us earn it a little bit more. It's our weaker leg. We don't have our better leg to put forward. We can't take that final step towards Kabbalah Satorah. It's hard for us. Kadosh Baruch expects us to, but we're weak. But either way, Bayom Hazeh Bo, Behiluch El Torah. We can now come to the Torah. Ki Yom Hazeh Mesugal Lakach. Because this is the day. But again, hopefully we have our second leg and we can begin the process of moving forward. To become a holich. To become a holich, like Zechariah Hanavi says in the third parak, I think it's Pasuk Zayin, right? The difference between a malach and a human being. Nasati lecha holchim bin aum d'ma'ila shalom gav. That we should be able to walk. A malach doesn't have the ability to walk. A malach doesn't have the ability to bend its knees or to jump. Right? Like the Navi says, regel yeshara. And Yerushalmi and Brachos elaborates, Malachim can't jump. We can jump, Baruch Hashem. We can go down also. But that ability to move up and down is what makes us so special. Right, let's do one more before we jump. Speaking of jumping, before we jump to Maimer Hay, let's just do Gimel.
It's very nice.
You're at Seod. Yeah, it's nice, Sam. So you explain it. Go.
I should teach it.
I don't know. I don't understand it.
Where is Seod? Let's go further. B'yom hazeh matchil shlitas mazel tu'umim.
Okay.
All right, this month we begin the mazel of the twins. Right, Siamese twins.
Okay.
Siamese.
Siamese, love that, because Siamese.
Siamese.
This is the day we fully become the other half of a Kadosh Baruch.
Right. On Rosh Chodesh or on Kabbalah's Torah?
So that's a good question. Again, he's saying Bayom HaZeh we're at the beginning of the process. Meaning, once the month arrives, these kochos are starting to be sholim. I think you're right, Corey, that it's a process till we fully get there.
That was a process from Pesach, too.
Okay, Pesach was already the beginning of Goy Mikar of Goy. We're no longer the brother of, or the child of Mitzrayim, but at least we're beginning to become the child of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And yeah, the goal is to become Teumim. To fully align ourselves with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to detach ourselves entirely from Mitzrayim. Okay. Again, it's a month of attachment. We're attaching ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a deep way. We're attaching ourselves to our fellow Jews in a deep way. Right, as Rav Hutner famously explains, Pachad Yitzchak Mem Aleph by Pesach, if I'm not mistaken, that the difference between Klal Yisrael and Umos Olam by the Mitzrim, it says what it's Belev Echad Ki Ish Echad, which means that if there is a common desire, so then we'll act like one kvutza of people. But by us, no, it's the opposite. Funder says it's Ki Ish Echad Belev Echad. Be'etzem, we're one people. Be'etzem, we're one person, like the Baal HaTanya explains in his writings in Parshas Netzavim, if I'm not mistaken, that it's one thing, with mamish one thing. Different people play different parts. One person's a head, one person's an arm, one person's a heart, one person's a leg. Baruch Hashem, we have the unbelievable tzchus of being mehil, the ikvus of the Meshicha, Kavaldik. There's no better body part than to be the ikvus of the Meshicha. Sam does. We like to talk about that. Like the Beis Aaron of Karlin writes in Parshas Netzavim. He says a Pashut. If you have all of history, right, being piled up, so we're the feet. We're holding it up. If we crumble, the whole thing crumbles.
We're the ache.
It's all talay on us.
We're the ache around the foot.
Even more, the ache gives the part that supports the body.
Dead skin.
I'm saying the foot beneath the ankle.
Not the ankle.
Ache
of
his ankle.
The heel.
Oh, good.
A mamish, the bottom. The dark, covered bottom of the foot. But Baruch Hashem, that supports. If there's a problem with the heel, the whole thing collapses. Beis Aaron has it in beautiful Lashonos. Beis Aaron of Karlin in Parshas Tetzavim. Beautiful Lashonos. He gives this mashal. He says the whole world is standing on your shoulders. If we take our part, then the whole Klal Yisrael stays in its place. If we slip, if we drop under the weight, if we can't bear the responsibility of being the end of time, then it was all a waste. All of Avram's efforts were waste. All of Yitzchak's efforts were waste. All of Yaakov's efforts were waste. The Vilna Gaon, the Baal Shem Tov was all a waste because we collapsed at the finish line. Rachmana Litzlan. But Baruch Hashem, it's not possible, so we're not going to collapse. We don't have to worry about it. But again, it just gives us a sense of our unique position within world history and a special zchus and achrayas that we have. Okay, so Sam, when I gave you a hard time a minute ago, it's because of this last line. This is the part I want you to try to explain. Valpia amur bezohar tumim tumim, spelled chaser without the aleph, begematria malchus v'havein. Okay, go. I mean, I can add up the gematria, but I want you to explain the concept. Right? What does it mean? The tumim is malchus? What does that mean? Tumim is malchus? Our partnering with Hashem is malchus? What do you mean? The melech calls the shots, no? So the answer is no. The answer is, like Chazal say, that there's no melech without an am. Right? A melech needs an am. And therefore, yes, as much as the melech, of course, on one level is entirely in control, and the am is entirely not in control, At the same time, the melech needs his twin, he needs his partner. His malchus is only as good. He can be the greatest melech of all time, but he doesn't have a people. So he's very depressed. I have no one. I have the potential to be the greatest king, but no one's interested in me being their king. In the I just said over today by the BMP goodbye barbecue, I'll tell you a beautiful vart just on this topic of a melech and his necessity of interacting with his am, right? So, in the Beis Yitzchak, Tavshin Ayin Aleph, Rabbi Gnack has his Ha'aras on Chumash. Everyone's a gem. Apparently he put out a sefer. I don't know, he put out a sefer? No. That's why I was just showing you upstairs. I want to get it. So, mamish gems. Mamish a gem. So he writes by Parshas Vayechi. Rabbi Gnack says, you look in Perek Memtes. What does it say? It says, Lo Yasser Shevim Yehuda. That Yehuda was given Malchus. So he says, why is Yehuda given Malchus? Yosef is the best Melech of all. He proves himself to be the best Melech of all. He doesn't quote it, but I remember saying once, Svarno says, I don't remember exactly where it is, somewhere in Shemos, Svarno says, Yosef is such a good Melech that he had the longest Malchus of all time. 80 years Yosef was a Melech. Of course it's 80 years, because what's Yosef's Midah? Yesod. Yesod is Gematria 80. That Yosef, and being a Melech, right, like Ibn Ezra says in Parshas Naso, means that I'm in control of myself. And Tikkun HaBris, Yesod, fine. But Yosef's the ultimate Melech. So why did Yaakov say, no, Yehuda's the Melech? And like the Ramban says, at different points in history, the Chashmonam took the Malucha and they failed. Yehuda is the Melech. Why can't Yosef be the Melech? So Gedax is beautiful. He says, because a Melech has to be what? A Melech has to be appointed, right? Mikerev, from within the brothers, from within the people. Or like he quotes from the Rambam, the Lashon, that the Melech is the lave of the Kahal. He's everything. Maral, Melech, backwards is Kulam, like Refiner always likes to say, if you listen to, or Kulam, depends if he fails, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. The Melech is supposed to be all-encompassing. To be all-encompassing means that everyone has to be okay with who the Melech is. So Yosef, who's the Nazir, so to speak, Yosef is the one who's always the Ish Bodeid, says Rav Ganak, he sets himself apart. You can't be the Melech. You can't be the Melech. So I was saying, how nice it is, I was saying at the BMP goodbye barbecue today, how nice it is to sit with your Rebbeim and eat hatta. All the Rebbeim are there eating hot dogs with their Rebbeim. It's so nice, because the Gemara says in Gittin, Adas Amach Beis, that a Rav, is like a Melech. So based on this piece of Rav Ganak, I have no understanding what that means. Just like a Melech, even though he's set apart, but he has to be Me'urav amongst the people. So a good Rebbe, a real Melech, has to be a Rebbe who's going to get, is going to connect. And that's exactly what we're saying here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus, which came to the world through Kabbalah Satorah, but it's Tumim. We say back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need you, but you also, Kiviyachol, need us.
Maybe that's an idea. I remember hearing Rosh Hashanah once quote a Belzer Chassid.
Yeah.
Bereishis starts with the Nekudos and Bereishis.
Ah.
The Shva.
Yes, that's the Ole Shem.
So I think this Chassid that he was quoting was explaining that, like, that's a relationship with God.
Right.
The more and more we learn Torah, it seems like
Hashem
is above us, and we're twin, and then we become one with Hashem.
Right.
And we get to the Chiyuk.
Right. You're holding by that word?
No.
I didn't say it because I thought I was there. You're holding by that word? Mm-hmm. I was doing Kedush Levi this year.
I've never been to one of those rooms.
Say it again.
The Ole Shem, Hashem Klingberg. My brother of Dovinals, this is beautiful. Hashem Klingberg in Parshas Mishpatim says, it's a small saver, he was killed in the Holocaust.
Oh, of course.
He says, look at the word Bereishis. Remember this? Bereishis, the first Nekudah, the opening Nekudahs of the Torah are Be, Ashva, God, remember this? Re, the Tzere, and then the Chirik, the Da. What's the Pshat? He says there are three relationships we have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's one, there's Banav Atem L'Hashem Lokeichem. It's in Parshas Re'e, in Parakid Dalid, that there's a father-son relationship, right? That's the Shva, the dot on top of the dot. If I was drawing a family tree. The Tzere is Laman Achai V'Re'ai, the brother relationship. And then there's the highest level, like it says in Shir HaShirim, that, right, Yonasi Tomasi, Tomasi Milashem Tu'umim, that Hashem says we're one and the same. So he quotes there from Kashrus Sarmagid, he says that's the explanation of the Rashi and Mishpatim, that when the Malach came, basically going to Zachim, that when a Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the blood to be sprinkled on Klai Yisrael, sprinkled on the Mizbeach, that weird scene at the end of Mishpatim, not weird, that unusual scene at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, that the Gemara says in Zvachim that they divided the blood, Malachim divided the blood equally. That there wouldn't be a drop more on the Mizbeach than on Klai Yisrael. That's Hashem's way of saying, yeah, my half is equal to your half. And he says that that's why Sivan is the month of Tu'umim. But then he brings that beautiful Rambam, that how did the Torah start? Bereishis. The first thing a Jew needs to know are the relationships that I have with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The father-son relationship, and the Shva, the dot on top of the dot, the Tzere, Laman Achai V'Re'ai, the brother relationship, and then the Divas relationship, where we're mamish, one and the same, coming from the same place, like the twins who are being created, side by side, or together, really, really together, that's the point.
Sons.
Not side by side, more than side by side, together, as one. So I think that's maybe that's a little bit of what's going on in this Zohar, Tumim is Malchus, because again, Malchus you think is from the top down. No, Malchus, like it says, is Leslie Mikar Me Klum. It needs a component. It needs someone to work with. A Melech needs an Am. Kadosh Baruch Hu needs Klai Yisrael Kiviyach. Okay, let's go to Maimer Hay just for a couple minutes. I really love this piece. I do this piece every year in Sivan. Every year. In the years I've been learning, which is like three, so I've done this piece every year. I'm pretending like, you know. Okay, it's good to just remind yourself once in a while. I've been learning for B'nai Sasser for what, 3 years? Okay, it's the last 3 years I learned this piece. Bo Yidubar B'malas HaTorah. Ah, let's talk about the beautiful Milos of the Torah. The unique qualities that only our Torah has. Okay, Aleph. We're just going to do Os Aleph and then we'll stop. Torahs Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh. A pasuk, and I have the whole thing. Want to read the whole thing? V'yavur bo kama psukim b'Torah neviim k'suvim me'anyani ma'alasa v'skulasa v'schar lom de'abaze. The psukim throughout Tanakh that praise Torah and praise those who learn it al pi ra'ayos with proofs mi Torah shevachsav, Torah sheval peh, and I've called this maimer the Ma'alas HaTorah. Things that make Torah special and unique. Torah Hashem Temima Meshivas Nafesh Nira li lefarish al pi ma'ashapirashnu. Like I've already explained in my Sefer on Chumash. The pasuk says by the creation of the universe, Vayikra Elokim Le'abasha Eretz. Kadosh Baruch Hu looked at the dry land, he said, I'm going to give you a name, a more precise name, Eretz. Dikevan Shemashmi'inu Hashem Yisbarach Zeh B'torasso Bavada Yesh Lisbonin B'zeh. Why do I need to know that? As if Yabasha wasn't good enough. Yabasha means dry land, so Eretz means what? Land. Hashem needs to tell me that. The Yabasha, let's call it Eretz, it's more specific, it's a different aspect of the name. The Torah is obviously not wasting its words, certainly not in the opening Pesukim of Bereishis. So why is it telling us that Hashem decided to define the Abasha as Eretz? What am I supposed to learn from that? Eza muskal le'inyan haTorah, right? Let's try. Yesh lesboni b'zeh eza muskal le'inyan haTorah. What can we take from this? So he says, so beautiful. And this is really what Kabbalah Satorah is all about. This is what a person who has eyes to really see the Torah in the right way is all about. And it's an avodah that our entire life we have to work on. It's what the entire Sefer Sfas Emes is about in my simple understanding. It's finding that which is beyond the surface. V'yesh lefarish. Dinei yabasha b'gematria elokim b'miloi alfin in shem havaya kipshuto. Okay? Sounds difficult, but it's really not so hard. Let's break it down. Yabasha is gematria 317. Which is the number of the room that we're sitting in. Gluck 317. It's Mesugal. This room is Mesugal for this piece. Yabasha is 317. Elokim b'miloi alfin. What does that mean?
Aleph, Lamed, Kuf, Yud.
Okay, so spell out the letter. So Aleph is spelled. Aleph, Lamed, Pei. Lamed is spelled. Lamed, Mem, Dalet. Hey is spelled. Oh, so that's what it means. Mile alfin means what? Expand it with an aleph. It can spell hey. Hey yud. Hey hey. Or hey aleph. So he's telling us, use miloi alfin. No.
Just hey aleph.
Hey aleph. So the miloi alfin means that hey is spelled hey aleph. Okay? Yud, there's only one way to spell yud. Yud vav dalit. And mem is mem mem. So the gematria of Elokim in its expanded form, B'miloi alfin, that means that the hey should receive an aleph, should be hey aleph, is 291. Im shem havaya kipshuto plus yud kei vav kei, not expanded, 26. So Yabasha is made up of an expanded Elokim with a simple yud kei vav kei. 317. 291 plus 26 is 317. What on earth does that mean? So he says, so beautiful. Dihinei hanhagas olam haza yoshvei hayabasha hu hayadei marechas hakochav mazalas v'chisleim. Chisleim. Right? The world as we know it, the natural universe, the abasha as we see it, is made up of There's a mazel, there's a way that things revolve, the stars move a certain way, right? The different heavenly bodies rotate in certain ways. And that's what we call teva, that's the natural order of things. V'hi hanhagas ha-teva ha-ba min shem Elokim. That's teva. Ha-teva is gematria Elokim. Elokim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, melubash within, right? Wrapped within what we call teva, the natural order of things. That's Elokim. And guess what? Elokim is expanded because in our world, yeah, Elokim's all over the place. seeing the teva, the natural order of things, is what we're faced with on a daily basis. But guess what? If you look a little bit deeper, you'll recognize it's not as expanded, it's not out there, but if you look more simplistically, and you look beyond the surface, and you try to find that simple yud-kei vav-kei that's buried beneath. There's nothing simple about yud-kei vav-kei, if you understand what I'm saying. There's a deeper spark that's just waiting beneath the surface to be uncovered. You gotta dig a lot to see it. Hi ashgacha ha'alyona mislabeshes b'tivim la'anhigam kirtzono kifi aschar va'ona sh'al-burim. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu wrapped up. Again, this deeper aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped up within the Teva. Ki rakan hagas shem havaya eina museges ve'eina niras labaya olam begiloi. But you can't see it openly. It's havaya kepshuto. It's not expanded. It's not in your face. It's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu who hides behind the screens, behind the surface. Rakan hagas ha-teva nira le'ein kol. Superficially, what do you see? You see Teva. Ukameduma lemisha eina mizbonim badas sha'kol hu rak b'teva. Rachmana l'tzlan, of a person, like it says from Yismach Yisrael, that teva is also, right, that shore is also a lashon of what? Litbala means to drown, because you can drown in teva. You can literally be drowning in teva. You can go through your whole life without ever stopping to recognize that there's Rabbono Shalom in the world. So a person who doesn't stop to think, he's totally engulfed in that world called teva, he's drowning in that teva, in the yam of Olam Hazeh. Who on Hagas Shem Elokim?
Ah, Yabash.
Alkein, betevas Yabash Nirmas Hashem Elokim b'miloi, havaras osios bespashtus uvegiloi, mashe inkein Hashem avayek pshuto. And therefore, when I see the Yabasha, as we see it, I look out the window. We see the world. What do I see? I don't see Yurkei Vavkei. I don't see Kadosh Baruch Hu's revealed presence everywhere. I see a natural order of things. I see Elokim's gematria teva, and I see a lot of it. It's expanded. It's expansive. I don't see Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's there, Kipshuto. It's there in some small form, but I have to work much harder to see it. V'ukmo kalach haneshama beguf. When I look in the mirror, I see my body. I don't see my neshama. V'ino nira la'ayin rak haguf. What do I see? My natural eye sees the body. Avam muvan lemaskel shem biladei haneshama lo yitno neya v'lo yifol haguf. But it's understandable to anyone who stops to think that without a neshama, there would be no guf. The guf can't function. The guf can't be. V'ino kolach v'ine kolach havaya eino nira la'ayin la'ayin kol. I'm sorry. Ki chafetz Hashem yisbarach shia b'chir of ratzon bolam. Why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made teva so readily apparent, and He made His inner presence so much concealed for b'chira? Hashem didn't want it that it should be obvious that He's controlling things. Then there'd be no free will. And free will is one of the principles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world on. Uve'im hayan hagas havaya bezgalus. If Hashem would reveal His true self openly, again, we get a glimmer of it once in a while. But we can't have that as the standard. Azai lo yihyeh, lo haya b'chira v'ratzon. There could be no b'chira. There could be no struggle. There could be no man wanting things, wanting to overcome. Okay, ne'lam an hagas havaya. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to conceal. He hid, as Chidushim says, that Olam is Milashon Ne'olam. This world is a world of concealment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid Himself beneath the surface. The foolish person is Yedameh Shehu Akol B'chinas Adema. So the foolish person, he looks at the whole world, and what does he see? Teva, Elokim. V'amascha, but a person of understanding, who's shoked on the doors of Torah, yizgalalo nefesh ha-teva. He realizes, no, just like my body has a neshama, so the world also has a neshama. The world has a neshama. Such as a tree, such as a simple tree on a street corner. Halavai in Washington Heights, which have more trees on street corners. But in places that have trees on street corners. It's not just a tree. It's a shtick of the Rabbono Shel Olam. Now, what does that mean? How do I see that? How do I learn to see that? Level one is not seeing that. That's the problem. People get turned off by this because they get scared. They say, what do you mean? I'm supposed to look at a tree and see the Rabbono Shel Olam? Yeah, I know the story. When the Baal Tanya is on his deathbed, he's looking up at the ceiling and he sees the beam of wood running across the ceiling. He sees the letters that make up that make that beam exist. Like the Baal Tanya himself describes in the Shar Yichud Emunah. Right? But that's not shaykh to me. What are you talking about? So people get turned out, this stuff's not for me. I'm supposed to look at a tree and see letters flying? So the answer is no, you fool. You're not supposed to see letters flying. I mean, you are, eventually. But you're supposed to look at the tree and say, But there are letters flying there. Meaning, just knowing that changes the way I look at a tree. Changes the sandwich I'm eating. I'm holding a davar shebe kiddush in my hand. It's not just a heichi timsi to get back to the base medrash. Walking down the street is a big inyan. Every step I take, you know, I'm being mekayim this inyan of elevating these nitzotzos that are scattered. But I have to be alert to that. I don't have to fully understand what I'm doing, but I have to know, as if I fully understand what I'm doing when I'm learning a lot of Gemara. I'm saying we never fully understand. So I have to at least be able to look at the tree and say, wow, that tree is an expression of the Rabbanu. It's not just a beautiful tree. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yudkei Vavkei Hanhaga is buried within that Teva. That's something. If I stop to even notice that, that's tremendous. To even take note of such a thing. So the wise person looks beyond the surface. He says, I'm going to find the Yudkei Vavkei that's Mistater Besocha Tivim Lanhigam Kirtzono. And that's the secret of this pasuk at the beginning of the Torah. Vayikra Elokim Liyabasha. That Vayikra Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Elokim, reveals to us that what? That Yabasha is going to be called Eretz. From the Elohim perspective, it's Eretz. What does that mean? Let's read it carefully. Vayikra Elohim liYabasha. Shu milo Elohim vahavaya kepshuto. Yabasha is the combination of the two. Hashem says, listen, from the angle of Elohim, it's Eretz. You're only going to see the Eretz. Eretz is Gematria 291. It's the expanded Elohim. From the Elohim perspective, that's all you're going to see. Shu rak Elohim b'mile alfin. But Hashem's hinting. He's saying, if you want to be deeper, if you want to see that there's something beyond Eretz, you want to see what it really is, I'm going to call it Eretz, because that's what most people are going to see. But Be'emes, it's Yabasha. Its real name, its real essence is Yabasha. V'nelam legamri Hashem avaya, ki chofetz Hashem yisprach, she bechira v'ratzon b'yoshvei teva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that there should be an ability for man to choose. Right? Eretz, he says, is milashon ratzon. It's Rashi and Chumash and Ramban, they talk about what does the word Eretz come from. Right, it talks about by Shratzim. Right, the Rishonim by Shratzim. Why is it called the Sheretz? So some Rishonim say it's Sheretz. It's the lesson of moving about. Right, but that desire to move about is very much connected to a person's Ratzon. Do I care to do anything with my life? To be something? Do I have Ratzonos? Do I have Shifos? Val Yedei HaTorah. So now we come to the punchline. And with this, I leave you. Vayidei HaTorah, Shu Torah Hashem. What does the pasuk say in Tehillim that we started with? Torah Hashem, Tamima, Meshivas Nafesh. If you want to really get a geshmak out of Torah, not just again sitting with the sefer and learning, but if you want to see the whole world as Torah, you want to see Tamima, you want to see the entire universe as Torah, you have to see Torah Hashem. You have to be the person who says, I know superficially it's Eretz, but it's also Yabasha. There's Yurkei Vavkei conceals within. Vayidei HaTorah Shu Torah Hashem, Yukar Inyan. A person comes to recognize the Hanhagas Havaya. He recognizes the Yurke Vavke that's Mashkiach Ba'aretz, Shenikra Eretz, Rak B'Shem Elokim. Yes, it's called, superficially, it's called the Eretz. The Shem Elokim in an expanded form. But Be'emes Hi Yabasha, Shebesocha HaNefesh HaPoeles Hainu Hashem Havaya. Just like your guf, which you see a lot of, has an neshama inside, so too the world has an neshama inside. V'zeu Torah Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. What does it mean? Meshivas Nafesh? That means if you want the world to have a soul, just like a person has a soul, so you have to view the world through Torah Hashem. You can't just see the things that you can't just see reality as Vayikra Elokim, Liyabasha Eretz. Hashem's saying that's how most people are going to be. But if you want more, if you want to understand what Yabasha is, you need to see the Yudkei Vavkei. So in conclusion. What's the avodah of Shavuos? What's the avodah of Kabbalah Satorah? The avodah of being mekabel the Torah is to put the neshama back into the world. To put the neshama back into the world. That's how I like to describe this piece. This piece is teaching us how to put the neshama back into the world. Because just like we would feel so sorry for a Jew who walked around feeling that he's just a goof. He's busy at the gym and he's pumping iron and he's all about the goof. It's all about just building up the goof that's going to rot. Why isn't he spending any time on the neshama that's going to last forever? Chaval, he doesn't realize he's walking around with the neshama inside, which is so much stronger, so much more real than the guf that he's spending so much time with. So chaval, if we walk around the world, looking at the world in a superficial way, and not realizing that the world also has a neshama. The world has a neshama. Torah puts the neshama, with the true Torah perspective, we put the neshama back into the world. Okay, we should be zocha to an emes to Kabbalah Satar.